big game hunts have already started, and time at the range is critical to close the deal. We're checking our hunting rifles next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Make sure your firearms are at top condition to reduce surprises opening morning. Brant Taylor shares some last minute reminders just before the hunts.
One of the first things you want to do is check for looseness in your sights or in your scope on the mounts. Last time I shared that I like to use RTV silicone on those joints that just give them that extra cushion and adhesion so that they don't come loose. But if you have a scope come loose, that can ruin a whole hunt. Better to check it early and then check it after your sight in also. That kind of brings up the issue of ammunition. You probably want to get it early rather than later. Traditionally, ammo goes on sale. We may not see that this year because of some of the shortages that have gone on. Your rifle ammunition may or may not be in short supply, but get a couple boxes of good ammunition and sight in with one and shoot your game with the other. So that brings up my next point that I wanted to bring out, the energy of cartridges. It's general practice that we use to have at least 2,000 pound-feet or foot-pounds, if you prefer, of energy in your bullet when it hits the target to take elk, and at least 1,500 foot-pounds for deer. So you need to know the energy of your cartridge at a given distance so that you don't shoot an animal farther than your cartridge. We call it the effective range of your cartridge. So just because your 308 can shoot 1,000 yards doesn't mean it's a 1,000-yard deer gun.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.